Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says: Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army." And so I want to join Ezekiel, and I want to prophesy to the west wind. And that represents refreshment. It's the wind that came from the west that carried with it rain and fullness for the crops. And I want to pray right now for everyone, every member of the troops of the Salvation Army that is in a dry and a thirsty land that longs for you, that you would come in your fullness and your refreshing power, and you would make the hard places soft, and you would make the dry places burst forth with springs of living water. I want to speak to the south wind that used to blow up and bring with it a hotness. It was a hot wind, full of your Holy Spirit's power. It's probably like the wind that came forth at Pentecost, that the apostles were gathered in the room and there was a rushing sound, and then this tongues of fire rested on all of the apostles. And I pray for tongues of fire to rest on every soldier and officer in the Salvation Army. I pray that there would be a hot wind that would set us on fire, like Jeremiah prayed that he couldn't keep silent because there was a fire in his bones that burned. I pray for that fire to be unleashed, just like William Booth Penn, "Send the fire. Send the fire, Lord, the south wind full of fire." I prophesy to the east wind. Right now, the east wind blew across the Arabian desert, and it was known as a violent wind, just full of violence. When this wind would blow, people would take cover. And I pray right now, just like Catherine Booth spoke about when she said that there is no changing the future without disturbing the present, I ask for a violent wind to blow on the Salvation Army, that you would make us into disturbers of the present. It was the same east wind that blew the waters of the Red Sea back and allowed the Israelites to walk on dry land. I just pray for that violent wind, the east wind, to be unleashed on the Salvation Army, that it would shake off any chains. It would allow us to shake off the dust, that it would just shake out everything, violently even, awaking us from our sleep. The east wind, I prophesy, blowing into the dry bones. And finally, the north wind. We call to the north wind that brought with it an alarming coldness that signaled the harvest. It was a cold wind that blew, and it awoke people to the harvest that was ripe. And I pray right now that you would unleash a cold wind on the Salvation Army, that it would awaken us from a slumber, that we would feel the coldness, and it would signal us to get our boots on and get our sickles out and to go out into the harvest and begin to reap a harvest that you've called us to reap. That you even instructed us to pray for the Lord of the harvest because it was ripe, that we would bring forth laborers. God, I just pray that the Salvation Army would be laborers in the harvest, that we would feel the cold wind. We speak to the four winds, just like Ezekiel. We speak life. We ask and envision right now as the four winds blow over the Salvation Army that there would stand up a mighty, mighty army. In Jesus' name.